first. Let's turn to the Bible, Lamentation chapter 3. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 26. Verse 26, it is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Prophet Jeremiah, he is a person to witness the destruction of the kingdom of Judah. And he also prophesied after 70 years, God will allow the Israel people went back to the Jerusalem to rebuild the temple. They needed exiles for 70 years. So within these 70 years, here, Prophet Jeremiah reminded to the people, he said it is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Without the help without the help of Almighty God, it is impossible. They can go back to they could go back to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple. During these 70 years, they need to wait quietly. So this is one of the important attitude we should have when we wait for God's God's promise to be fulfilled. And what is going to happen when we are waiting for God? I would like to use the example when the Israel people waited to out of Egypt. Let's turn to Exodus chapter 3. Exodus chapter 3, verse 7. Exodus chapter 3, verse 7. Verse 7, the Lord said, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers. And I am concerned about their suffering. Verse 8, so I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of the land into the good and the spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey. The Almighty God showed himself in the burning bush to Moses. And God told Moses, I have seen, I have heard, I have known what happened in my people. And God told Moses, I will send you to help my people. And we know this story, Moses, he tried to find excuse to deny this heavy task. However, God continued to strengthen Moses. God even allowed Moses to perform the miracles. For Moses, yes, that is a very heavy burdens, heavy duties for him. He have left the congregation for 40 years. Now suddenly, he he will appear in front of the Israel people and told them, our God sent me to you. How could he approve? He is the person sent by God. For this reason, God allowed Moses to perform several miracles in front of the congregation. For this reason, the congregation, they can trust, they can believe, yes, Moses, he was sent by their God. So Moses and his brother Aaron, they came to Pharaoh. They will make the request. They wanted to bring the congregation to the wilderness to worship God. So this is a very good, very very good news for the congregation, because they were suffering in the hand of Egyptians. They cried out to God, and now God listened their prayer. Now God sent Moses to them. So for them, the time is come. The time is coming. They are going to end. They are going to end their suffering. Moses is a person chosen. He was chosen by God for this time. However, when Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh, what is the reaction of Pharaoh? Let's turn to Exodus chapter 5. Exodus chapter 5, verse 1. Afterward, Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and said, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Let my people go so that they may hold a festival to me in the desert." Verse 2. Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey him and let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, and I will not let Israel go." Out of the expectation of Moses and Aaron, this is the reaction of Pharaoh. They thought, now God is going to help us. God is going to deliver us out of the hands of Pharaoh. So when they went to Pharaoh, they had the confidence Pharaoh will listen our request. But out of their expectation, Pharaoh say, "I don't know the God you mentioned." Pharaoh rejected their request. So this is out of their expectation. But from here, we also know when a person reject the sense, it means he reject God. When a person reject the workers, they reject the whole congregation. However, God let the Pharaoh did what he want to. He want to do. Important issue. They should wait for God. So, in this process, we can see what's going to happen when we wait for God. What should we do when we wait for God? Chapter 5, Exodus chapter 5, verse 4. Verse 4, "But the king of Egypt said, 'Moses and Aaron, why are you taking the people away from their labor? get back to your work. Why? Then Pharaoh said, look, the people of the land are now numerous, and you are stopping them from working. Every day, the Israel people, they did the heavy work. It seems there is no ending. But now, God told them, I will come down and deliver you. So they thought, no more heavy work for us. They expect just immediately they are released. So this is our attitude. When we know God's promise, when we get the God's promise, this is our attitude. Now, right now, God fulfill it right now. Many times, God might not fulfill immediately. In this situation, what should we do? We should do our daily duties continually when we wait for God. Just like the Israel people, they still need work for the Egyptians. God has promised them, but why do God need them to wait for a while? This is so-called the training. This is also a difficult issue for us. In the waiting, we still do our daily tasks. For humans' intention, just like the Israel people, stopping the work immediately. But God want them wait and do what they should do. So it is not easy, have a quiet heart to wait for God. Just like sometimes parents promise their children. The children cannot wait. Keep asking. When? Even the kids were so exciting. They cannot sleep well. Keep asking. This is human's intention. So for this reason, Bible encourages us, we should wait quietly. I believe we have experience to wait something. Many times we become worried. Many times we become easy to anger. Many times we become doubting because we are waiting for something. But we cannot wait it quietly. So for this reason, in the waiting, we might do something wrong. We might say something wrong. Within the history, the greatest waiting is waiting for the second coming of Lord Jesus Christ. So very few Christians, they are worried about this issue. So they would like to guess when will Jesus come. So some people some people, they might prophesy in certain year, certain day, is the second coming of Lord Jesus Christ. And some people, they even believe. So what do they do? What do people do? Some quit the job. Some spend all the money because Jesus is coming soon. But actually, it's wrong. So in our in waiting for God, we need to quietly to wait. What's the meaning quietly? We still do our daily works. Without a quiet heart, quiet mind, even we could not do the daily daily tasks. So, first teaching we can learn is in our waiting for God, we still do our daily duties. For example, let's turn to Genesis chapter 5. Genesis chapter 5, verse 21. When Enoch had lived 65 years, he became the father of Methuselah. 22. And after he became the father of Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years. And he had other sons and daughters. Here, mention Enoch in his life has a special issue. After Enoch was 65 years old, he walked with God 300 with God. Until he died. So 65 years, when he was 65 years old, that is the turning point. Of course, before that, he is a person. He knew God. He worshipped God. But here emphasize. After 65 years old, he walked with God. We know his son, Methuselah, has a special meaning. When this person dies, calamity will come. So this is Enoch received the vision, the revelation from God. So he knew they are going to have a calamity in this world. So he was waiting for that things happened. Because he got a vision, so he adjust his life. He become more devotion to God. So he used the term, he walked with God. He was waiting for the things is going to happen. But we should pay attention. He waited God quietly. He did his daily jobs. In verse 22, here say he had other sons and daughters. It means he still lived the normal life. He took care of his family. He has sons and daughters. So from here we can sense he waited God quietly because he was still doing the daily the daily issues. From the example of the Israel people, before they went out, before they went out of the Egypt, they were waiting, waiting for God. So we have learned the first, when we are waiting for God, we still doing our daily jobs. And from Exodus chapter 6, we learn the other things. When they were waiting for God, their life become more difficult. Let's turn to Exodus chapter 5. After Pharaoh heard the request from Moses, he rejected the request. And furthermore, he put more work for the Israel people. Chapter 5, verse 7. Exodus chapter 5, verse 7. Verse 7. You are no longer to supply the people with the straw for making bricks. Let them go and gather their own straw. Verse 8. But they require them to make the same number of bricks as before. Don't reduce the quota. They are lazy. That is why they are crying out. Let us go and sacrifice to our God. Previously, the Pharaoh provided the Israel people the materials. But now, Pharaoh say, don't provide them the materials. They should do by themselves. However, they need to reach the requirement the same before. So it means they need extra work. So in reality, they could not reach the goal. When they could not reach the goal, the Egyptian were punished them. Verse 14, chapter 5, verse 14. The Israel four men appointed by Pharaoh's slave drivers were beaten and were asked, why didn't you meet your quota of bricks yesterday or today as before? Because they had extra work. So they were not able to reach their goal. So the Egyptian rebuked the officers of Israel. They forced them, you should reach your goal. This kind of request is unreasonable, but they have authority. So when they were waiting for God, their life become more difficult, more difficult. So in the journey of our faith, we know we need to wait for God. But sometimes we cannot make it. Why? In the same way, in the same situation. When we are waiting for God, it seems our situation does not become better. Even many times our situation become worse. But we know before the dawn is the darkness, is the most darkness. There are many examples in the Bible. For example, Joseph. Before Joseph became the prime minister in the Egypt, we know Joseph's situation. It seems the Bible says God is with Joseph. Yes. It seems his situation became better. But out of the expectation, his situation became worse. Even Joseph was put in the jail. He lost his freedom. But before the bright, sometimes it's more darkness. Before David became the king, we know David also he had gone through severe tribulation. He was waiting for God, because God has anointed him to be a king through the Samuel. He was waiting God's appointment. However, in a period of time, his life become worse and worse. So in this reality, some people might become impatient while they are waiting on God. Exodus chapter 5, verse 20. Exodus chapter 5, verse 20. Verse 20, when they left Pharaoh, they found Moses and Aaron waiting to meet them. 21, and they said, may the Lord look upon you and judge you. You have made us a stench to Pharaoh and his officers, and have put a sword in their hand to kill us. The officers of the Israel people, when they met Moses and Aaron, they complained to them. When we wait for God, it's not only ourselves in the whole issue. Sometimes it's also include our surrounding people. If only one lose the patience, it will influence others. Here mentioned the officers of the Israel people. They lose their patience. So they came to Moses and they complained to Moses. So it influenced Moses too. God appeared himself directly to Moses. And God told Moses clearly, I will come down to deliver my people. But when they encountered the difficulties, when the people complained to Moses, and Moses was influenced, Moses also lost patience. Chapter 5, verse 22. Chapter 5, verse 22. Moses returned to the Lord and said, O Lord, why have you brought trouble upon these people? Is this why you sent me? Ever since I went to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has brought trouble upon his people, and you have not rescued your people at all. Easy to say we should wait for God. But the reality is not an easy issue. Especially when the things turned not according to our expectation, even the things turn to the things become worse. What is our attitude? People complain to the officers. Officers complain to the Moses. Moses complained to God. So this is human's nature. Without God's patience, nobody can stand in front of God. But we should learn the lesson. It's not necessary because this is the nature of human. So we should always follow this pattern. It's not necessary. From the Bible, we also can see some positive example. When people waiting for the God, when the issue became worse, some people, they did not lose their patience. They still stood firm to wait for God. Even they take the step. They can comfort people. They can encourage the people. Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 32. Second Chronicle chapter 32. Second Chronicle chapter 32, verse 7. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of the king of Assyria and the vast army with him, for there is a greater power with us than with him. 8. With him is only the arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battle. And the people gained confidence from what Hezekiah, the king of Judah, said. Outwardly, the army of Israel could not defeat the army of Assyria. Actually, they were surrounded by the army of Assyria. So for sure, they need God's help. For sure, they needed wait for God's mighty work. But it seems nothing happened. They were still surrounded by the army of Assyria. Even the commander of Assyria told Israel people, surrender to us, come out from the city, we will give you peace. Here, King Hezekiah, he is one of them. They were waiting for God, but the situation, it seems, did not change. But King Hezekiah, he is a special person. He did not lose the patience. Not only did he still wait for God, patience, impatience, but also he encouraged his people. So this is a very positive, very good influence for the surrounding people. So we can learn from the positive example. Not only we ourselves wait for God. Actually, other people, they are waiting for God too. So we need to encourage each other. We should not discourage each other. So when we are waiting for God, sometimes it seems God delayed his promise, but God is a faithful God. Let's turn back to Exodus. Exodus chapter 5. Chapter 6. Exodus chapter 6. Exodus chapter 6, verse 1. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Now you will see what I will do to Pharaoh because of my mighty hand. He will let them go because of my mighty hand. He will drive them out of his country." Verse 2. God also said to Moses, "I am the Lord." When Moses complained to God, Moses said, "When I went to Pharaoh, I did not bring the benefit for the people. I even bring more trouble to the people. God, how could this be?" But God answered to Moses. God confirmed again. You will see. How do I deliver my people out of the Egypt? Once again, God told Moses, "I am the Lord. I am who I am. I'm always the same. My my promise should be fulfilled. So the Israel people, they doubted for God's promise. And Moses, he complained to God. However, God told them, my promise always is yes. The salvation is going to, the salvation is coming. In the burning bush, what do I promise you? That is always sure. So even now, you are in darkness, but don't forget the promise in the light time. So when we wait for God, in the process, maybe in period of time, we are in darkness, but it is not necessary. When we are in darkness, we deny God's promise in the light in the light time. When we wait for God, if we can wait God patiently, God will add more promises in our waiting. He will give us the strength. Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. Verse 31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wind like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. When we have the hope in Lord, we wait for God patiently, and God promises us He will give us the strength. Even situation might become worse, but God will answer our prayer. Even we might stay in darkness, but God will bless us. So in the journey of faith, waiting for God, this is one of the experience we should have. So let us be faithful while we are waiting for God. And let us expect God to come through in His time. God has God's timing. Finally, let me make a conclusion for what we have learned tonight. When we are waiting for God, it's not means we do nothing. It's not means immediately everything is changed. When we are waiting for when we wait for God, we might still doing our daily jobs, no matter you like them or you don't like them. When we wait for God, the situation might become worse, but we should not lose the patience. When we wait for God, it's not necessary. God forget or delay his promises. We know God has his good timing. So may God help us so we can, when we need wait for God, we can wait for God quietly, patiently. Let's sing hymn 68.